This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Hey everybody, it's me, Crystal Feliciano. I'm here on the set of The Crystal Feliciano Show. Please be sure to save the date for September 16th through the 22nd. Why, you say? Because Trenton Fashion Week is coming here to the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey. Again, that's September 16th through the 22nd. Trenton Fashion Week. We're going to help make Trenton shine.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Christina.
Hello, Trenton. It's us, Trenton Waves, coming at you again with another episode and with another special guest who I had the pleasure of meeting today, but we've kind of known each other on social media. So I said, I must have this lady on the podcast. She's got a great story and things to share with you. So I want to introduce Trish Williams. Say hello, everybody.
Hello, Trenton. How are you? I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. So I'm going to just dive right in. So my first question is always pretty much the same, and it is, what in your journey led you to Trenton?
Birth. I was born at St. Francis Hospital in 1968, I've left once, but only for a year, and I came back.
Okay.
So that was 2003-2004.
All right. Why did you leave and why did you come back?
I was grieving the loss of my mother. She died in May, which is Mother's Day, May 11th, 2002.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And we were very close.
Mm-hmm.
I have a large, very close-knit family, and we're from Hiltonia.
Okay.
And when she passed, it was especially difficult for me. I'm the youngest in the family, and they always call me the baby. But it was a little more difficult than I could handle, and I threw a dart into a map, and it landed on Durham, and that's where I went.
Wow. Wow. That's kind of like a dream of mine to do that.
Really?
Like to spin the globe and let my finger
true
land.
True story.
And, like, and
yeah.
How long did you stay there? From what year?
From the end of 2003 to 2004.
Okay.
For about a year.
Cool. And what brought you back?
My children.
Oh, okay.
They were a little homesick, and mm-hmm. I realized the grieving process had run its course, so mm-hmm. I came back home.
Okay, this is home then.
Yeah, this is home.
This is
all I know. I went to Trenton High School.
Oh, okay.
Went to Trenton State College, and now I'm in Mercer County, so.
All right.
I went back for small business management,
mm-hmm.
so I'm a 51-year-old student.
We're always students, right?
Yeah.
We never stop learning.
It's the truth.
Yeah?
It's the truth.
If you stop learning, I think you just stop growing, and then you shrivel up. And
yeah.
If you think you know everything, really.
Then you're done for
yeah,
it.
You're yeah,
you're
done. You're pretty much done. But I also wanted to talk about what I have here in my hand, which is this flyer, this Irie Sky Fiction.
Yes.
So tell us about this.
Irie's my baby. I named my company after my grandchildren, Sky and Irie. Irie's the boy, Sky's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And my focus is to reach and address some of the issues we have here in the urban community.
Okay.
So I write about bullying and suicide and rejection and seeking approval from your friends. And I also have books that address other things that we deal with, such as adultery. But all my books have a common denominator. All the characters are broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reach for their higher power, and he gives us beauty for ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lesson in each one.
That's cool. So there's a book here, because I'm looking at the trifold here, and I see that there's a lot of different covers with a lot of different subject matters. So there's probably something for everyone here.
Absolutely.
Right? Right?
Yeah,
yes.
I have about 8 more books in my head, and pretty soon this trifold folder will not
You're going to need a catalog.
I'm going to need a catalog. Exactly.
Aw. Well, you know, I'm so glad you gave me a book. So I'm going to start reading. It's You Can't Sit With Us. You Can't Sit With Us. Everyone's been there, right?
The Mean Girls, yes. Yeah. It's basically about rejection. Mm-hmm. And like I said, seeking approval from your friends. And I use my daughter for the cover shot because in high school, I basically walked into the cafeteria cringing, mm-hmm. hoping somebody would say, Trish, come sit with us, you know. And we all know what that's like.
Yes.
And nothing changes when we grow up. They have their cliques at work. They have mm-hmm. their favorites even at church. And my daughter never concerned herself with what you thought about her. Mm-hmm. So there's a look on her face, if you notice.
Yes.
And people say, oh, she must have an attitude. But actually, she's never cared. You know, people are like, oh, you don't have on Jordans. You can't sit with us. Or you don't have highlights. You can't sit with us. But she doesn't care what anyone thinks. So I used her as the cover, although the book's not about her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this picture and saying, how is that possibly your daughter?
She's 32. She just had twins.
What? Wait. Yeah. Stop.
She and her husband just had twins.
Oh, my God.
They have a 13-year-old and 11-year-old and 8-month-old
okay,
twins.
Okay, so Frank is in the room, and he just came in with his eyebrows up.
The girl
on the
cover.
He's going to call me a liar. Yeah, it's my daughter.
Has kids.
Right. First of all, she doesn't look like she could have kids and be the age she is. And and the fact that you're
her
mom.
Thank you. I'm going back inside because that's just freaking me out.
You're hilarious.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. She's actually a very established financier, and she works in, I think, Cinnaminson or Marlton or somewhere down there.
Good for you and for her.
Thank you.
Good. That's awesome. I know how old you are because when you said 1968, that's the year Frank was born, so I know immediately how old you are. It's just a number, right?
It's just a number.
It's just a number.
Yeah, I want to live to be 120. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
at least. I got too much stuff to do.
I say Moses climbed to the top of Mount Sinai at 120 without assistance.
That he did.
And that was Old Testament.
That was Old Testament.
We got a new one now.
We got a new one now. I love your spirit.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me about your business, because I want to promote what you're doing. And so just let her rip. Talk about what you want to talk about.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
That's what we're here. Look, there's a lot of us doing this, and mm-hmm. The more of us doing it, promoting Trenton and promoting our best asset, which is its people.
You're awesome.
Better, right?
Thank you. What a hidden jewel Trenton is.
People don't understand.
You know, they read the headlines and it freaks them out when they drive through and lock the door quickly. But I've been here all my life, and I've seen some amazing, amazing people. You're one of them.
Oh, thank you.
And I appreciate you having me on to discuss and promote what I do. Basically, I take your raw manuscript and I edit it, and then I put it on a platform and it becomes a book.
Mm.
I work very quickly. I work 16-hour days. I work from my home office. And when I meet with you, if it's a testimony or something that you've overcome or will help people, then I will edit it and put it together for you at a nominal fee.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm very cheaper than any other publisher I know. So I've done 50 so far. Actually, 51. I just finished one last night. And I'm very proud of what I do because books can sometimes mean a stepping stone to greater.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud to say I edited Lakeisha Sutton's books. Lakeisha Sutton played for Trenton Catholic Academy.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
She missed the WNBA by very, very slim margin and went to play overseas. And when she got back, she said, Trish, it's unbelievable to me. I don't even have anything to put on a resume. All I've ever done was play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So she did her book, and a month and a half later, she became a Globetrotter.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I'm very proud of
her. I saw that, yes.
That's one of the projects I'm very proud of. And Lakeisha's such a sweet spirit, and the book is so, so good and uplifting and motivational for the kids in Trenton. She never forgot where she came from, and I really love that, you know, she's in a position to help now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud of that.
That's cool.
That's just one of them.
So really, would you say that you empower people to share their stories, their testimonies, and that in turn maybe helps them heal even more?
Absolutely.
Because I think when you share, there's something healing about that, right?
That's the whole reason I write.
Mm-hmm.
the empowerment of it, how it empowered me, and I healed. I'm a domestic violence survivor. 5 of my books are dedicated to domestic violence, and the 3 here, Hidden Treasures, volumes 1, 2, and 3, all the proceeds go to the shelters that helped me. Oh, I am the vice president of a very progressive nonprofit called Purple High Tops in Stilettos.
I like it.
I'm just the vice president. I didn't come up with the title, but very progressive in that we help with resources in all communities so that people could understand that they don't need to stay in abusive relationships. And a lot of people think abusive relationships, well, boom, boom, black eyes. But, you know, we address all of it, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual abuses. And we also have resources and refer people to different agencies within their own communities. Mm-hmm. I cover the East Coast, and Shannon Cousin, who's the president, covers the West Coast, and then we have a correspondent in Texas, mm-hmm. Dawn Nicole, who's a psychological liaison, and she also is very in touch with a lot of celebrities because she's a professional makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
So she's our liaison that handles the South, and we're currently seeking someone in the North.
Mm, okay. So would you say then, because you said abuse is not just physical.
Right.
Would you kind of define abuse as anything that makes you as a person mm-hmm. feel less than
mm-hmm. you've done
what you really are?
You've done it. Mm-hmm. That's the definition.
Yeah. So if there's somebody out there that's feeling that, maybe you haven't been physically beaten up or maybe even berated emotionally. If somebody out there, it's almost like bullying, I guess. When
it is bullying. Yeah. That's what I'm currently working on, a book about bullying. Mm-hmm. It's called You're Not the Boss of Me.
That's good.
And I wasn't bullied as a kid, but I was bullied as an adult working for the state of New Jersey. And mm-hmm. I remember that feeling, and I know what it means to face a mountain when you're feeling like, you know, mm-hmm. David and Goliath. You're David and you're facing Goliath, and it's uncomfortable, and my mother said you don't have to stay 1 minute longer than you have to if you're uncomfortable anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to remember too, it's not just being berated or being physically touched negatively. We write about, in one of the stories, we discuss how a woman was abused by, she paid 30 years for her house. It was her house, and she's very proud of that. She lives in Trenton, and he tore the pipes out. He mm-hmm. tore the pipes out of her house, mm-hmm. and he threatened her cat. Never laid a hand on her, mm-hmm. but that is, it falls under the umbrella of abuse, mm-hmm. and it needed to be addressed, and I helped her.
Yeah.
So the resources for Purple High Tops and Stilettos helped her.
That's fantastic.
So all the proceeds of those 3 hidden treasures, and I'm currently working on 4, which is about men, and we address it in the LGBT community too. Mm-hmm. There's resources there. So all the proceeds go to the shelters that helped me. Mm-hmm. Woman Space in here, mm-hmm. Woman Against Abuse in Philly and Sophia in the North.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share anything of your story?
Well, I'm a survivor. Okay. I had brain surgery 2 years ago. There, but the grace of God go I, as far as what I see as far as abuse, I'm still walking. I lost my ability to walk for a long time, and I spent a lot of time in a wheelchair. And the Lord reminded me that he gave me a gift, get up and write, and I'll restore your mobility, and truly he has. Mm-hmm. I walk without assistance now. I still have my days, which is why I work from home and mm-hmm. retire from labor, mm-hmm. Department of Labor. Overall, I take no medication, only inflammation meds, which is ibuprofen, pretty much 800 milligrams, and I don't take any of the medicines that I used to. Mm-hmm. They're highly addictive. It's just legal heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that he healed me. There was no other way in the natural I could have written 13 books and helped 50 other people get published on my own.
Yeah, because you have a purpose. I believe,
I do.
From what you're saying to me, this is why you're on this earth.
Thank
now,
you.
I don't believe God caused the evil in your life. Not for 1 second did he do that.
I agree.
But it says that he'll turn mm-hmm. whatever the devil did, mm-hmm. what your enemy did, he'll turn it for the good.
Well, I have to be honest with you. At least half the stuff I write about, I subjected myself to. Hmm. And I am a true Trentonian. And you know what goes on here. So there's no shame. My shame has been thrown to the cross. So mm-hmm. he took all my shame on the cross, and I'm not ashamed of what I went through. Everything else is what I've seen, what I've witnessed, mm-hmm. or what I heard through my children's eyes. Mm-hmm. My children are actually my editors. I have four. So Shea's 32, Tania's 28, and Josh are 21.
Wow.
So I have two Joshes.
That's interesting.
They're not twins.
Oh, well, that would be even weirder, I think.
Yeah, it just creates a whole nother show. We need a whole nother an hour, trust me. I adopted my son's best friend, Josh, and his name happened to be Josh. And they went to Foundation Collegiate Academy, and they play the viola, violin, and cello, and piano.
Wow.
And they do, like, weddings and retirements and bar mitzvahs. They are actually chair one and chair two when they were in school, and they went to college, and now they're back, and they're working. So they edit my books. They actually read and say, Mom, this is not going to fly here in Trenton.
That's cool.
Or they say, Mom, this is way too raw, way too awesome, way too honest. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, that's what is needed here. Mm-hmm. Drastic times call for drastic measures. Mm-hmm. So I write the raw. Everything I saw for the past 51 years, I write about.
I think people appreciate honesty.
Yeah.
I think they really, you know, if someone gets offended, then they weren't meant to read it anyway.
I mean, my books are only $10. So if you feel like you get halfway there and you can't read it, pass it on to someone else. It's not a great investment to buy a book from me. They're three for $25 if you come down to Millie on Thursdays.
Okay.
My goal is not to get rich. My goal is to reach the youth and let them know their worth so that they can start understanding through fiction what not to do.
Right.
Because I wish somebody had done that for me when I was in high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like those things. My mother used to say, like, oh, when you get older, you'll understand. And you'll wish that you had. I'm like, all right, okay, all right. So maybe she
cue the violins.
A little bit.
We do need, you know, I understand we do need to actually go through something to appreciate it and to learn. And I'm still learning. I'm 51. I'm a 51-year-old student of Trenton and the world. So although I'm not in the world, I do observe it. I'm here. I live here. And I meet great people every day, like you said, in Trenton. And I learn so much from them. I mostly learn from the youth, though, I notice. And you have to kind of be childlike to understand and relate to what they're going through. I could never, ever, ever be a 17-year-old boy today. Not even a 17-year-old girl with what they're faced with. Yep, there's no way. With social media, and it's a lot of suicides going on based on what's going on in social media. We didn't have those obstacles.
No.
We were a village, and I would like for the village to come back in some aspect.
Yes. Not on social media village.
Not on social media.
I don't need
media.
To the anonymous, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You get me.
Yeah. Because in essence, I think we kind of, there's a connection between people. And, you know, it bypasses all the other extraneous things.
You got it.
Yes. Amen to that.
It's an important factor that people understand that they're just people. When you see someone on the street hungry, God doesn't love them any less than he loves you.
Oh, my God.
And if we all realize that, it brings a sense of humility in what we do every day.
Yeah.
So locking your doors and flooring it doesn't work here in Trenton. You really need to walk around and jump in and communicate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know.
Well, last night we had the National Night Out. Did you participate in any of
I did.
Tell me a little bit about what you did.
Well, I met an officer named Officer Smith. I know that's very generic, but it's the truth. And he explained to me that he's personally looking for the unity within the community to kind of wipe away the ambiguous line in the sand so that we could have a relationship with the police. And that's the same thing the community wants.
Right.
So from his perspective, this was a good thing. So me and my husband did go out and enjoy the night just with getting to know Officer Smith and a lot of other officers. And I really enjoyed my time. It was awesome.
We had just a little gathering on our block, and what I really enjoyed, the firemen came by. They came and said hello. And
they are good
dudes. Police officers came by and had a hamburger or whatever. But what I really loved is, like, there were people there that lived on my block that I had never seen, not even met, but not even seen before. So, And everyone was in a good mood because it was
the unity.
It's a party atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We're not here to like fight this or we're at City Hall. No, we're having hamburgers or there were a couple of vegans, so there was vegan burgers and it was like you bypass that line in the sand.
Yeah.
Like now I'm getting to know you as a person
right.
rather than your figure of either right. authority or
my billboard.
Or,
they're all over the city.
Yes. Oh, when I saw I said, I've seen that
billboard. Now you have a face to go with it makes me feel good to sit in your wonderful office mm-hmm. and talk to you personally. You know, we've been Facebook friends for a good while
mm-hmm.
and I see your stuff, you see my stuff, mm-hmm. but this is infinitely better.
Yes, this is real social.
This is real, baby.
It's not mean. This is just
this
social.
This is it. This is social. This is the real experience.
Now, I want to ask you, in all your endeavors, I want to make sure that we know how people can reach you if they want to have a book edited or they want to write a book mm-hmm. or they need to contact something to do with domestic violence. So give me all your info that people can reach you. And we'll also put that on our website so people can look at it there as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Okay. Again, it's Iree Sky, I-R-E-E Sky Fiction. IreeSky.com, and on Facebook it's the same thing, Iree Sky Fiction. And then me personally, which I really don't have a problem accepting, I've been on Facebook since 2009 and have never deleted anyone. So I have like 3,000 friends. It's Trisha Williams, T-R-I-S-H-A Williams, and I think I have on a silver hat. If you go
you
in
definitely
there,
have a hat on.
Have a hat on. And then Instagram is the @Iree_
Okay.
Sky.
_ yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sky. Okay.
Yep. So if you're interested in having your book edited, extremely reasonable. I do it in a decent amount of time. And we have one face-to-face consultation to pick out your perfect cover
mm-hmm.
and get you published.
Now, do you help people to write the books? Like, do you give them any advice as, like, how they should proceed?
Yes. I have consultation.
Oh,
so
okay.
One of my services is the full editing package where I do, like, everything.
Okay.
And then we sit together to pick out the cover.
Okay.
And then I also offer consultation. Consultation is when I can sit with you and you have this idea, don't really know where to go with it. We offer proofreading.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hand me a stack of papers, I sit there like a teacher, correct everything in red, hand it back to you. And then we also offer tutoring.
Oh, cool.
Tutoring is simply for you to prepare you mm-hmm. as a refresher
mm-hmm.
in the 8 parts of speech, basically, and punctuation.
To
get you to write your
verb is, a noun is.
You got it. Sometimes we need to
because,
you know, a lot of times you have a problem with there, and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which there is it? And so, or you're and you're, and a lot of people keep mm-hmm. writing your. They want to write how they speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to pay homage to the English language.
Right.
When you're writing. So I kind of give you a refresher in that, and that's like one of the services that I offer.
Great. That's good to know. And your books are for sale on those sites as well, right?
Yep. $10. IreeSky.com.
And you're also at the Capital City Market in Mill Hill Park.
Yes.
Every Thursday.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. Is there anywhere else where your books are on sale?
Just on my website.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. IreeSky.com. It's free shipping, so I really appreciate
that is a
support.
Bargain.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm not trying to get rich. I'm trying to get people to understand the lessons. And don't get it wrong. It's not just for the youth. I write about stalking. I write about jumping relationships. I write about being bougie and entitled. So, you know, these books are equally entertaining for us, too. You could be 99. I have a lady who's 99, buys my books. She doesn't want them all at once. She wants them once a month. And then we have book clubs and sororities and pretty big in New Hope and Solbury for some reason.
Oh, that's interesting.
They don't want to come to Trenton, but they want to read about it through
my
fiction. And I certainly appreciate that.
You were talking a little bit about getting the books in schools. Can anybody help you with that?
Well, it would be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, it's the community programs who get my books.
Okay.
Because with the schools, you have to understand all my fiction ends with God.
Ah, okay.
So there's a fine line there.
Gotcha.
All these characters eventually realize their worth through their higher power.
Right. Okay.
So it's
yeah,
a battle.
It's a tough sell in a tough public school. Yeah. That's okay.
But there are several groups who, you know, okay. support and realize that the book, the lesson in the book outweighs mm-hmm. whatever it is that you're worshiping. So mm-hmm. they don't mind. And mm-hmm. a lot of times it's the people who need it the most who don't even know I have books. And so if you know someone who could benefit from some of my fiction regarding the youth, then by all means, please hit the website, because you it might not be your own kid, mm-hmm. but it might be someone you know,
right,
who can definitely use, you know, a book about suicide, a book mm-hmm. about runaways. Mm-hmm. The stage play I did at Mill Hill Playhouse was flawless, and that's about a runaway.
I didn't yeah. know you did a stage play, because I just discovered the Playhouse, because we did a podcast with Ryan, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I feel so bad that all these years went by and I have not seen a show here. So we did see the last show.
You did?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Great.
But your show was called Flawless. I hope you're going to do another one.
Well, I wrote Lifted mm-hmm. and then my health got the best of me, so I had to slow down.
Okay.
So I had to put Lifted, which is about a track star who was mm-hmm. heavily recruited by the Olympic Committee mm-hmm. and all the colleges, and she was a high school student. So it got written, but we didn't pull that one off. Actually, it was the year my boys graduated. So when Josh and Josh graduated, they didn't have time because all of their friends were in Flawless, mm-hmm. and they all went to college. So it's hard to pin down adults.
Yes. We start to get very busy with stuff.
So I didn't get to do Lifted, but I wrote two.
Okay.
So it was Flawless, Lifted, and actually trying to convert You Can't Sit With Us mm-hmm. into a stage play as well.
Okay. So maybe in the future. Never, right?
Busy. I work 7 days a week.
I know. You wrote me your schedule. I'm like, wow.
Really?
It's a busy lady.
Well, I want this business to succeed. Mm-hmm. I also want to make myself available for podcasts and mm-hmm. interviews to get myself out there, or should I say to get the books out there. Mm-hmm. The books are more important than me being seen. Mm-hmm. So I'm editing away 16-hour days at home, mm-hmm. and I vend on Thursdays, sometimes first Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's right. First Fridays by Smokehouse.
Yes.
When Reggie has his block party there. It's a rockin' block party.
Yeah. It's actually Latarsha Burke, the African American Cultural Collaborative.
Right.
I think there's some more letters in there, Mercer County. But it's an amazing event. Mm-hmm. It's always safe, a heavy police presence, mm-hmm. and it's fun.
Yes,
it's fun. Mm-hmm. So you go and you get your wings, and mm-hmm. you could actually sit in the street and drink beer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Irish Parade. When we have the St. Patty's Day, the only day you get to drink green beer in the street, it's awesome.
It's like New Orleans, right?
It is.
Walk
it
around
is.
With
Bourbon
your
Street. I really enjoy myself there, though.
Yeah.
And it's great entertainment. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Latarsha. It's Trenton. Mm-hmm.
Come on the show, Latarsha.
Come on the show, Latarsha. Peer pressure.
Okay, I'm going to ask one last question.
Sure.
I'm going to use our imagination, because I know you must have a very vivid imagination. Envision and describe your perfect Trenton, or your dream Trenton. What does it look like?
It's very easy for me. It's a memory in my mind. I grew up by Cadwalder Park down by the gully where my brother used to go and play football. And the coaches, I can see their faces. And they really care about the kids, and they're embracing the children and teaching them things. I could see the giant white rocks and the red benches. I could see Buckingham, Cadwalder, Renfrew, Kensington. As I ride my bike through the park, I remember going to Joyce Kilmer School. I remember going to Junior 3 and my mother playing handball against that wall that was down there by the baseball park across from Junior 3, which is now, I think, Trenton High West. Mayor Holland was the mayor all of my life, and it was a wonderful experiencing him as a mayor, because I saw how Trenton was supposed to be, with tree-lined streets and the library and Ellerslie and the animals and the monkey house and the deer. I'm a nature freak, so I really enjoyed the park so much. I want it to be like it used to be, where we could walk out our homes and not see the stuff that we see now. So a perfect Trenton to me. I can shop downtown. All the lights are on. Mm-hmm. The busy streets and the busy highways, and people don't mind greeting each other in passing. you know, in the snow and in the rain and the sleet and in the sunshine. So that's what I miss about Trenton the most, the parks, the libraries, and people to have the ability to walk out their doors and greet each other, have lunch together, have fish fries like we used to back in the day.
That's cool. And you know what's so funny is, like, I've heard a lot of people tell me their dream Trenton. And what's great is it's kind of all the same.
I love it.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, park. I just imagine people walking together and greeting each other on the street. Who's going out to have dinner? It's the same dream for all of us, right?
Trenton was a really cool place. It really
was. And it can be again, right?
It will be again.
It will be again. Let's speak it. Like it's already.
I'm optimistic.
Right? All right. Well, this has been a really great pleasure for me too.
Pleasure's all mine.
To meet you in person and to have a little chat, and certainly to promote what wonderful things you're doing.
Thank you.
So we'll see you next week on Trenton Waves.
Sasso out.
Woo! You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Crystal Feliciano. I'm here on the set of The Crystal Feliciano Show. Please be sure to save the date for September 16th through the 22nd.
Why, you say?
Because Trenton Fashion Week is coming here to the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey. Again, that's September 16th through the 22nd. Trenton Fashion Week. We're going to help make Trenton shine.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.